Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 11th of February, it's Friday, 2022. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Jared's going to put the put our link up to our video because we are having a bunch, not just our regular pet of the week, but Judy Maxwell brought in Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. And we have a selection of animals that you can take a look at by going to our video. Jared's there. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Great. And, of course, Linda with the...
Well, good morning. Can you go to the video when you go to our Facebook page?
No.
Or when you go online, is there a click?
You go online.
Which is KCNR... Would you go to KCNR1460.com?
No. Okay. You go to KCNR Live Studio Cam, and we just put it on our chat room.
Okay, excellent.
So just click on it, and you can see us.
Yeah, there will be all kinds of really exciting critters. Please don't ask me to touch one. There,
I want the ring-tailed lemur, who his way of saying hello and showing affection is sticking his tongue up your nose.
No. Hell, I mean, heck no. Okay, 88 today. Oh, you guys, can you believe this? 88 today. Overnight lows of 60. Tomorrow calls for Sunday day with a high of 86. That's Saturday. Sunday calls for 79. Monday, now we do have a 30% chance of rain on Monday, and Tuesday will be sunny with a high of 66. So as you can see, we do have that 20-degree drop that is going to be occurring here, according to the forecast for the North State. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated. They're located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Now, I don't want to talk like an auctioneer here, but there's so much to cover, and it's so very important because we love to partner with Haven Humane, and we have Katrina this morning with our Pet of the Week. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you brought Huck.
I brought Huck. He's a 7-year-old bulldog mix.
Oh.
Wow.
He looks like he's got the jaws of the Hulk. And
right.
Therefore, he's Huck.
Now, tell us about Huck.
Yeah. So Huck, he's really cute. He has a mostly tan body and a cream-colored head and paws. He's super sweet.
Head.
Very big head. A very bulldog head.
Yeah.
He's very sweet, very affectionate. He loves belly rubs, and he's very, very outgoing. Super sweet boy, and he has met really little kids, and he loves them.
Well, you know, when I walked in, and it was just a big smile on his face, and he comes over, and and if you scratch him behind the ears, you just became his best friend. So this is a 76-pound dog, so he's not little, but he's good okay with little kids.
Yes. He's great. He went to an outreach we did last Saturday at Lucky Miller's, and there was a lot of kids there, and they were loving on him and jumping all over him, and he was having a great time. So he really loves people of all ages. I think he would fit in with most families because even though he is a hefty boy, he's not very rowdy, so he's not – I don't think he's going to topple any kids over.
Well, he's sitting down right now. You're petting his head. And
he's not pulling at the leash.
He's just happy, but I think he needs love.
He does. We think he would do the best as the only animal in the home just because he wants to be the center of attention at all times. He wants all the love and affection you could possibly give him.
And he'll give it right back.
Oh, are there any
cuddler.
Are there any specials happening or what's going on at Haven Humane that this week, before we see you next Friday, that we need to know of, just as a refresher for our listening audience?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot going on this week. I will say we do have a lot of animals that are completely ready to go home, though. So if you're interested in adopting a dog or a cat and you come on down, the majority of our animals are ready to go. So definitely a lot of dogs looking for their homes.
Mm.
And then next week, next Saturday on the 19th, we're going to be at Brewcraft Coffee, which is in downtown Reading. We're going to be there from 10 to 2. We've been there once before, and it was a really good time. We're going to be there with a bunch of our adorable adoptable dogs.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so definitely come on down and say, hey, our dogs love making new friends.
And tell us again when and where that is.
It's going to be at Brewcraft Coffee on February 19th, and we're going to be there from 10 to 2.
And for those who don't know, Brewcraft Coffee is located?
It's in downtown. I'm trying to remember. It's a couple streets over from us.
Okay.
I believe it's Tehama.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. And Doggy Dash is coming March 19th at the Sundial.
I just want to say it's 1320 Yuba Street.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I always mix up all the downtown streets.
Well, we have new little coffee places opening up, and yeah. I just like, okay, tell us which one that is.
Oh, is where that the one that's on the corner?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. It's right next to Lorenz. It's right where the Lorenz Hotel is.
Okay.
And is that correct? Lorenz Hotel?
It's like right next to the downtown mall. It's like right on the corner, kind of next to that new AJ alleyway Blue? That's...
Oh, no, it's on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay, it's on the other side there. Okay. Anyway, you're going to be there. And Huck, I like it, like Huck Finn.
Yeah.
He reminds me like of a Huck Finn. And he is just a good dog. He's been sitting here the whole time. He's happy. He's a big boy. But, you know, and you're not going to go on long runs with this dog because he's pretty muscular. But, you know, for walks, he'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, great for walks.
Great for walks. Absolutely. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, Katrina. We really appreciate our partnership with Haven Humane, and always wonderful to see what pet of the week you bring in.
Well, thank you for having us.
You bet. Okay.
Have a beautiful weekend.
You too.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number, and Sleep Number is they're having a great sale this weekend. But let's talk about Sleep Number a little bit. Sleep Number allows you the flexibility of two people in a bed having that firmness of their side of the mattress. And with the 360 smart bed, it can help track your sleeping and give you suggestions through their app on your phone or on your computer. They link up with some of the top sleeping study hospitals in the United States. So, I mean, there's just a variety of reasons that Sleep Number is a good idea. A good night's sleep, exercise, good diet, and it's going to help you recover from your day, help keep you well.
The chosen bed by the NFL.
To me, it is, you know, the chosen bed for the NFL, and that's great. But it's the people. It's people like us and our families and our friends who have bought this that are so happy with it. It tells me so much. And Linda's Sleep Number setting.
My Sleep Number setting last night was 40.
And mine was 70. And so that's what I mean. You can have two different types of firmness in your mattress, sleep well. And since proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep, that starts with your Sleep Number adjustable bed. Don't miss the ultimate Sleep Number event weekend sale. Save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery and setup when you add a base. That ends Monday. Valentine's Day. What a great Valentine's Day present for your loved one.
It is. It would be as a couple, like, what do? We have everything. Well, no, if you have a flat mattress, you don't have everything. And that is probably the most vitally important item that you could have in your life is a really good mattress to share more years together through good health. And good health starts with a good night's sleep.
And for special financing, of course, that's subject to credit approval. Credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details, the Sleep Number stores, and the Target Shopping Center. Head on over there. We'll be right back.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is your Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial.
Hey, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. Now is an amazing time to buy. Interest rates have been lower than they have ever been, but the thing that's different about this refinance boom is house prices are up and they're continuing to appreciate. For every 1% that interest rates go down, you qualify for 10% more on your buying power. In the midst of this digital age, there is still great value in having a person that can hear about your situation and come up with the best mortgage plan, loan type for your particular circumstance. There is great value in meeting with a lender who is local that you can meet with face-to-face. Please feel free to give me a call. I'd love to set up a time to meet and figure out the best game plan for your situation.
To learn more about your home buying options, contact Mortgage Matt. Call 999-9000, Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage lender. NMLS 1162668.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5.
What is that? What is that song?
That is from Wild Kingdom. Mutual of Omaha's. Yeah.
And guess what we have in the studio right... Actually, that's very exciting. It's such an opener. Whoa, 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 whoa. You know, it's very orchestral.
Good morning. Hey,
welcome flying in the air.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And with us, of course, Judy Maxwell, one of our favorite people ever. Of course, from Maxwell Insurance and Financial, but her insurance, one of her mainstays is Mutual of Omaha.
Absolutely, for 28 years.
28 years.
So wonderful.
Years.
And you know, that is a strong testimony in itself. with a changing of time that you've stayed steady with Mutual of Omaha and believe in their policies. So that's a big thing because we believe in you, we have faith in you, and our insurance is with you. So we'll just say that right off the top because we believe in you and your choices.
Well, thank you very much. It's been an honor to be able to represent them and an honor to have you guys as clients. So.
Well, you're here today not only to bring us your sunshine, but to share with us some things that are, and some people and some critters, and you have an event happening. So that's for your clients.
Right.
But anyway, so today you have with you.
Oh, my special, special friend. Yes, Gabe Kirshner from Wild Things, and he's got some wild things to show you guys.
Yeah, and he's here. He's a dual purpose today, and one of them, of course, is, of course, bringing in such a great selection of animals. Gabe, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, hi. My name is Gabe Kirshner, and I operate a wildlife center in Auburn, California. It's called Wild Things, and we're basically a center that's for two purposes. One, to provide a home for displaced wildlife, animals that have been injured and can't be re-released back out in the wild, or wild animals that it's a big problem here in California. People have tried to keep illegally as pets. And we've been there since 1988, and we now house over 60 species of wildlife. It's a fairly large facility. And our purpose is then utilizing those animals in educational format in schools and clubs and camps and whatnot. And a typical, you know, being all sorts of things. Today I'm up here at the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference, and we're talking about forests and forest wildlife and forest products. So we brought a collection of native California forest animals to share. And then Judy jumped on board and said, while you're up there, why don't we do an event and assist Wild Things? And so we're doing a program there as well. So that's where the dual purpose comes in today. Where I'm not only at the logging conference with native wildlife, but up here with some exotic animals as well.
So we have you till 8 o'clock, but tell us a little bit of the preparation of how you choose who you're going to bring, because you must have at least 10 different, is it maybe more than that, but you,
60 different species.
You and Joseph, yeah. Your assistant, mm-hmm. came in today with all of these containers, or what do you would call them, like,
Animal crates.
And brought in different species. So right now we're looking at the owl kissing Joseph. I never thought I would see that in my life, but that's cool.
They have a very special relationship.
Yeah, they're talking.
So you were asking about the preparation, which animals we take. It, obviously, first and paramount is which animals will not be stressed, or which animals can work in that situation, and which animals serve a purpose in the dialogue for what we're to speak about. And it's, for instance, Alway, do you want to start with this
guy? Yes, let's start with this guy, Gabe. I love
it.
Okay, so we, you can watch this online. Let's just say you can't go to the logging conference, and you can't get there. Right now you can go online and tell us one more time, Carl, if you were to, be in front of your computer, how that would look.
Well, if you go to online at kcnr1460.com, we have the link right there.
Okay.
All you
right.
have to do is click on the link, and you can be watching this live.
All right.
And Joseph brought in a
most beautiful.
This is great horned owl.
This is Archimedes, and Archimedes is a great horned owl. We have absolutely no idea how old this bird is. About 24 years ago, Archimedes made a big mistake and was hit by a truck. Flew down. You notice it happens a lot with a big open roads around farmland, around trees. These guys make a mistake and fly down. He has an injury to his left wing and now can fly a little bit, but not enough to be re-released back out in the wild. Came to our center through UC Davis Raptor Center and has been traveling as part of our school outreach programs ever since. And I just love to share this bird. Everything from the plumage, the feather coloration that helps it to blend in with an oak tree, to those big eyes that just seem to be all-knowing. And
so his claw are talons,
correct.
Are there feathers or fur on the?
They are. There are feathers all the way down to the talons on the owls, and that's part of their stealth, part of their silent flight. If you'll notice, when he has, can you have him flap the wings there just a little bit? There's no sound. That's a 3-foot wingspan, moving lots of air, making no sound at all. It's silent flight. Whereas other birds would be making a flapping
right.
noise.
You can hear a crow flying over if it's
exactly.
quiet.
Exactly. It's amazing sound. Now that's important. And people used to talk about it being so they can sneak up on their prey. And that sure, I'm, that Stealth does assist, but more importantly, it's so they can listen for their prey. While they're flying, they're pinpointing the sounds of the footsteps of mice or gophers or whatnot down in the leaf litter, and they can zero in exactly where that is. By being quiet, they can listen and hear the prey.
Such
yeah,
a
come on over here
specimen.
So the camera can hit you in.
Oh, so beautiful. Now, does he know? I mean, he looks at you like he when you mentioned his name, he looked right at you.
I don't. You know, Archimedes is a beautiful bird and a magnificent predator and serves a valuable part in the balance of nature. But in terms of being very bright,
yeah.
The owl species, there's a lot of optic nerves in there. There's not a whole lot of brain power. The common crow or raven is a much brighter bird.
When we had our dog, when she was a puppy, we had an owl living across the street. So every night, I'd be out there with that dog because this was a pretty good size owl. And I didn't want to turn her out as a puppy and go out there and not find her after that.
Right.
If they were to pick up like a mouse or a squirrel, what's the weight? What's the massive amount of weight that they can actually pick up a predator as a predator?
Probably about 7 ounces.
Okay.
This bird
was safe.
Yeah. It is a powerful predator.
It is. It could hurt it.
A lot of the house cats we blame coyotes for taking our house cats. A lot of those animals are taken by these great horned owls. It's a predator of a skunk. They're one of the primary predators of the skunk. So they're powerful predators, but they don't have the lift. They can't take that off the ground. That being said, the bird, he looks big, but only weighs about 2 pounds.
And the other thing, too, is if you've ever watched an owl and you've seen people pick them up and look at its legs, mm-hmm. it is absolutely...
Well,
you don't notice how long their legs are.
Correct. You're looking at the foot. You know, back here this is the heel back here, and this is all the leg, all the way up underneath.
Look at that. Wow. Yeah.
They look absurd underneath there.
Yeah.
So, Joseph, did you grow up, I assume that somewhere in the Kirshner family that you're related, but so how long, what was it like for you, and how long have you been involved with handling of these rescues that you go out on these programs with?
Oh, ever since I could remember. It's been a lifelong journey of working with animals. Basically, chores were go clean the animal enclosure, and it's been a very interesting life. There's been some select few animals that we've had to raise in the house, getting woken up by baby mountain lions that were rescued.
Oh, so if you were to go have a beer with your buddies, just, hypothetically, you'd say, okay, what have you been doing? How about them, whatever your team is, and they're like, what have you been up to? And you're like, well, okay, listen, I had to go clean out the owl cage. It's so unique. It's a world among itself. So your friends, do any of your friends hang out with the...
They try. Okay. So there's a very select a vetting process.
Yeah.
If they're there just for the animals, no way.
Yeah.
Okay, now we've got a bunch of them. Let's keep moving.
I like how you put in the friends there. I think that my sons use the animals and the contact as a way of meeting girls. It's like, hey, you want to come?
You want to come over tonight and see my Cody Monday?
Yeah, totally. Total chick magnet there.
So
I mean it.
I brought a reptile. You guys like reptiles?
Oh, yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Gabe, I'm very, very excited. Okay, watch out for your headphones. Oh, it's here in the room.
Okay, now, you know what this is.
Well, he's got a stick and he's got an enclosed case, so I'm thinking it could be
rattlesnake.
Her name is Precious.
Okay.
And Precious is stunningly beautiful. She also is our native snake. This is from Redding. This is a I'm all tangled up here.
All right.
Okay. Now you try and pull a rattlesnake up.
Oh, and it's really, she's not that big.
No, she's not that big. Her name is Precious, and this is the Northern Pacific.
Right.
And now, Judy, maybe if you want to move that box over, that'd be great. There we go. Now, this is a very, very misunderstood creature.
Okay,
let's talk
about that.
Oh, terrific. The rattle. People always come up to me because they know I love snakes and say, hey, Gabe, I saw the angriest rattlesnake I'd ever seen. And I said, really, how do you know the snake's mad?
Right.
And they always answer because it was rattling and wouldn't stop buzzing the whole time. Well, when I hear the buzz, I think of it more as fear. I think of it as the animal saying, please back off.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone,
right.
or I'm going to strike.
Right.
It's actually a very polite thing to do by warning. This snake, she came to us. She was hit by a weed whacker, a big garden tool weed whacker.
Which could happen innocently.
Oh yeah, yes. It was. And the gentleman felt bad, and he scooped her up in a box. The weed whacker almost cut her tail off right here. Almost cut the tail completely off.
Okay.
And he scooped her up, and he put her in a box, and very quickly took her to Walmart.
Okay.
Well, they are the largest retailer in the nation.
Okay.
You had to say that.
Oh, come on. It's my best joke.
Thank you.
That's,
I am so gullible.
Sent the snake to our rehab center.
Did you have her strike? Strike at me so
no,
I could get a good photo of
no.
her? Okay, I'm just kidding.
We've worked many years to have her be comfortable and content and
did
working
well.
Did she
just eat? Because she's got a lump down here.
That she ate a while back, but she's.
It takes them a long time to.
Yeah.
It depends on the temperature, but it's several days to process their food. Now, this is an animal that we're having problems with kids right now. Kids each year, it seems more and more kids are being bitten by rattlesnakes.
Okay.
And it's not because there's too many snakes or
right.
It might be because there's too many children. I'm not sure about that. But it's just messing with the snakes. It's people out there, they can't leave wild creatures alone. Just enjoy, see it. It's an animal that just wants to be left
off the side. Do other animals know the sound?
Oh,
instinctively
absolutely.
Of that rattle.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially hoofstock. In my experience, hoofstock.
Let me tell you that. I have a horse. We have a horse that doesn't spook at anything. And the other day I went up beside her and I just opened up a tape measure. And they make that clicking sound. She went berserko.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's been out on the range, raised on a range and all that. And I'm thinking, maybe that sounded enough like a rattlesnake that just got her attention.
What was the term again, Gabe?
Hoofstock.
Okay.
I was thinking in terms of the deer.
Yeah.
The equine, the horses, the cattle, whatnot. Now, the animals that we really have issues with right now are mostly the domestic pets, the dogs, whatnot.
Now, you can, dogs also get antivenom too.
Yeah.
And there's shots, supposedly you can give a dog that helps prevent
She's relaxed right now.
Oh, yeah. She's a little bit cool. The deck is a little bit warmer here underneath the lights and such.
She's dripping. She was dripping, like a little drops.
Oh, that was shavings. That was just shavings. Shavings that she's bedded down in.
All right.
Isn't she beautiful?
She is.
Absolutely gorgeous. And her tongue is purple.
And a little color there.
Yeah, a little split tongue. Yeah. And so, she still has her rattles.
She loses her rattles about every 3 years. Her rattle breaks. And that's one of those fallacies where they say, well, count the buttons on the rattle.
Okay.
So that's a fallacy.
All right.
Every time she sheds, which is several times a year, she gets a new set of buttons on her rattle.
Really?
And when the rattle gets to be too big, it breaks off. And it's just dry skin.
Right. So I didn't know, because I've heard the same thing. Count the rattles. Mm-hmm. And if the rattles are tall, that means they're more venomous.
There's all the stories. The venom, basically how the venom works, there's a salivary gland that's modified protein inside the mouth. It's like a water balloon.
Okay.
And it's a hypodermic tooth. It's a tooth that has a hollow shaft. When there's compression, and a snake bites down, the balloon is compressed and the venom is squirted down through the, through the tooth. Now, when a snake is full, when it hasn't struck for a while, it has a lot of venom inside there.
Okay.
If there's a long time that it sits in there, it doesn't strike, that venom starts to break down. It's not as potent as initially.
Ooh, Judy?
That's why that was not for the snake watcher. That was a power cord.
Now, the other thing, too, is I understand that snakes can, rattlesnakes can put in X amount of venom.
There's what are called dry strikes where
they don't even
right.
But now when you get a baby rattlesnake, they just turn it all loose.
That's it. That's right. And it's very fresh venom. And that's what I was getting to with that is it's much more fresh. Now this is a unique creature.
Yes.
This is a forest animal that lives here in California that is not supposed to be here. This is an East Coast animal that was brought west on purpose by man and has since taken over California.
So brought on purpose, was it a pet perhaps when it was East Coast?
Probably a food source.
Oh.
Probably a food source. And his name is Opie.
And he's cute.
He is cute.
What a beautiful coat.
I'm so glad you appreciate him.
Yes, yeah, a lot of people. He's got a beautiful coat.
Opie.
This is the Virginia
opossum. We have to take a break, by the way.
Yeah, we're late.
Yeah, we're late. So let's take a quick break, and we can we'll come back with Opie. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. 15 years Cornerstone Community Bank's been around. Four branches now. They just opened up the Anderson branch on Monday. Cornerstone Community Bank's been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here with Gabe Kirshner and his son, Joseph. He's from, he has an animal rescue place, I mean, exotics and everything, not just exotics, but also just local stuff. It's called Wild Things. It's out of Auburn. And he's here today because, one, He's kind of dual purposing. He's here with Judy Maxwell, and from Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. And I feel sorry for children that didn't grow up with that.
Yeah, that's a great program.
But he's also going to be out at the Sierra Logging Conference, and he's going to be talking to kids. And he's brought animals from our forest up here, and one of them is the opossum, Opie. Which we're
we have in the studio right now on
the
our
coolest creature,
right? And so let's talk about you said they're from the East Coast and they came here. What goes on with the back legs with their split like that?
Well, they're arboreal, so they spend most of their time in the trees.
Right.
And they climb down the thin branches, mm-hmm. and so their feet are turned out as well as having an opposable digit thumb like on their back foot, so they can grab on.
Okay.
It's a really unique foot.
It is.
Yeah, and that they're rather dexterous in terms of moving around and grabbing onto things and very rarely fall.
You know, nobody, you know, it's, you know, possums have never been known to kill anybody, but it's not impossible.
So,
just remember that.
So what's their role in nature?
This is an omnivore. And so he wanders through the forest eating just about anything he can come across.
I heard
beetles, grubs,
ticks.
And worms. They do eat ticks.
They are just death on ticks.
They do. They eat ticks. They eat all sorts of insects and whatnot. And then he, in turn, provides a food source for the other animals that live in our forests.
You know, I'm not sure, honey, but Opie's face looks like your second husband. It was a little
right.
Raspy.
Oh, my
hands.
Gosh. Well, we're going to move on to the next husband.
That's,
no, or the ex-wife.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
Oh, here
okay.
we come.
So we have a very active and beautiful creature here.
We do. Her name is Samantha, and this is a brown lemur from Madagascar. We're moving from our California forest now into the forests of Madagascar.
Oh,
off,
my goodness.
Off the coast of Africa. She's about 40 years old. She was an illegal pet in Palmdale, California, that was taken away by California Department of Fish and Wildlife. And she's been a part of our school education programs ever since.
Look at her long fingers.
Aren't they great? Much like the opossum for grabbing onto
my
the branches.
Gosh.
As well as grooming and whatnot. Isn't she beautiful?
Now
she's the lemurs in Madagascar, there are over 100 different species of lemur. Imagine
really?
That. 100 ring-tailed lemurs, black and white lemurs, ruffed lemurs.
Right.
The brown lemurs, the fantastic creatures. All of them only found there in the wild.
Okay.
And all of them highly endangered at present.
Okay, so, really?
Mm-hmm.
And that is because?
Mostly due to deforestation.
Oh, my gosh. And you're here today for the logging conference to talk a lot about this.
Very
today.
Good segue. We here in California, we're doing a good job protecting our forests. We're here, obviously, I live in a house that is made of wood. And I love wildlife.
Right.
Those two things are not mutually exclusive. We can look at utilizing our forests in a proper way in reforesting areas that are burned or that have been logged. We're looking at good, healthy forest practices. And that's what I'm about here at the logging conference. I'm here to get kids and adults alike excited about the wildlife that we share our forests with. And also recognizing the fact that we can use this resource.
You know, logging companies, you know, that are out there, you know, they want to make sure that they've got the assets in the future. So they take care of that land.
Mm-hmm.
They make sure that water's there. They make sure that, you know, the forests are healthy.
Correct.
That's just, you know, if you're going to have a sustainable business, and some of these have been around a long, long time, you've got to do that.
Right. And like in any industry,
are you hearing that sound?
So I'm curious.
Wait. Are you hearing that? That's the lemur.
What's
the
lemur's name again?
Her name is Samantha.
Samantha is eating bananas. In front of the banana.
Yeah.
So why would, what is it? Is it just because somebody said, oh, I think a lemur's cute and I'm going to adopt a lemur? I mean, like for people in Palmdale that.
Right. Well, it's a huge problem. And it's gotten better over the years, but the exotic pet trade is awful. And it's always the animals that end up suffering. It's everything from a ferret to a lemur to a cat.
Tigers.
Tigers and whatnot. Mm.
Did you see where in Texas that tiger went for a walk in the neighborhood? That got a lot of people excited.
Yeah, well, that would wake you up, wouldn't it? That's
okay, now
Samantha.
We want to move to the next because Gabe's going to have to leave because he's got to be somewhere.
Oh, okay, now what do we have now?
This is the kinkajou.
I remember the kinkajou. If the kinkajou likes you, the kinkajou, the way they like you and the way they show that, is they come up to you, mm-hmm. they give you a big smile, and they stick their tongue up your nose.
Oh, God, no.
He is very tongue-oriented. Now, they're a nectar eater. They're one of the pollinators in the rainforest, and they have about a six-inch-long tongue inside that little mouth. It's amazing.
Right.
And yeah, I think it looks a little bit like Yoda from Star Wars.
Right.
Yes. A member of the raccoon family. It's a Procyonid, a member of the raccoon family. They don't look much like our raccoon, but if you took an x-ray and looked at their skeletal system, it would look almost identical. They have this great prehensile tail, the grasping tail.
Right.
Also an illegal pet. He was found in San Francisco. He was found in a parrot cage in San Francisco.
Oh, boy.
And it's a...
But look at his paws. Or his feet.
You have a foot thing, don't you?
Well, they're elongated, and they're kind of like he's on his knuckles.
Well, he also is almost exclusively up in the trees.
Right.
He's not really good down on the ground. So this guy, he's made for moving on those branches.
He's got beautiful. All your animals just have some of the most beautiful. The fur, they're in such great condition.
Well, thank you. We work very hard to keep them healthy, and they're very important to us. And they're very special animals that will stand in front of a school group. I always say if you can be in front of a school audience, you can do just about anything in life.
And the kids are probably just like a traveling zoo, and then have the education. That's just amazing. So today you're there at the Anderson Fairgrounds, Shasta County Fairgrounds, and you're going to be – there's a program. Now, do you have a specific time, and it's free to the public?
It is free to the public. I don't know what our times are.
Okay.
We have an afternoon program today, and then we have two programs on Saturday.
All right.
And it's open, and there's lots of stuff to do there. There's lots of things to see, a lot of the equipment, a lot of the chainsaw art, and some of the new machines that are very important now to managing our forest in terms of masticators and for fires and whatnot.
Right.
It's all out there. It's,
right.
So really, it's a neat event.
So, these are nocturnal.
They are.
And they're quiet. And I could see where somebody would love to have one of these, but it's just wrong.
It is wrong. This guy should be climbing the rainforest.
Yeah.
And this is also a very special kinkajou. He's 23 years old, and he's been handled an awful lot, and he has a lot of very specific training to. Mm-hmm.
Well, now in the wild, you may have said this already, but I was trying to take pictures. How old do they live usually in the wild?
Only about 11 years.
Okay.
In the wild.
Yeah. Do we have time for some more?
Well, but it's ten. It's a quarter till right now.
Oh, we can do one more. How about
all
that?
All right. Yeah.
Okay. How about
we're just going to skip this spot and get it in a couple minutes.
Not take a break right now.
Not take a break. Now.
Well,
look at that. Look at his beautiful belly.
carry him one more. Down. No, and they, we brought up Mutual of Omaha with the Wild Kingdom. It's that's really what got me into this mess. It's I was that kid that was Sunday sitting down watching Wild Kingdom, and that's what was. Shaped my future.
I grew up with that and Marlon Perkins wrestling animals.
Yep.
And then this other guy came in, the guy that followed him.
Jim Fowler. Peter Gross. There we go.
There's the monkey.
I bet you he brings, it's a showstopper.
He is. His name is Darwin.
Darwin.
Yeah, he likes Judy. Darwin is a capuchin monkey. One of the smartest creatures I've ever worked with.
Would you please rub under my armpit here?
This guy was owned, he was purchased by a very wealthy musician in Southern California. We're not allowed to say his name because it's still a court case. And this guy was taken away and came to us. Now, this is an animal that should be living in a family group called a troop. He should be relying on them for language and for grooming and for play behavior. It's one of those things where
he wants to chew on my fingernail.
He does.
Is it red like he wants apple?
I don't know. I just think he likes the color.
Okay.
Yeah. So. This is one of the ones that really hurts me to see in captivity. This is a guy that should be in the wild, and 90% of the world's primates are endangered. This is a species, though, of capuchin that's doing well. This type comes from Costa Rica, and Costa Rica as a nation protects their forests, and because they do, he has habitat, and he's doing well.
Oh.
He really likes Judy, huh?
Judy's like his mommy, you hug me. You know what? Here's the thing, is that you could see how maybe somebody, in a terrible way, we know it's not right to maybe like, I want that pet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so wrong.
Well, the more I work with wildlife, the more I love my dog.
Yeah.
It's a, and yes, it, they're beautiful. But
yeah.
That's
that, no.
But that's not a, it's not an object. It's not a trophy. It's
there you go.
A
and
living,
that,
breathing
and
creature.
And that's the important thing, I'm sure, when you're in front of kids. Is 100%. To say, don't even go there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and here's why.
Right.
Because you're taking them out of their natural habitat, right. And it's not healthy for them.
Right. Now, I want them to be excited about them.
Yeah.
And I want them to want to recycle. I want them to utilize the resources wisely. I want them to be, you know, so hard to talk with you, Darwin. Now he's unplugging things. That's great. But there's that excitement can be channeled.
Yeah.
That kid that wants to be close to wildlife, get a job working in the wild, study, become a biologist, you know, do something that's valuable.
Now, how many, of this particular kind of species do you have in your
We have five.
No, let's not do the wires.
We have five capuchin monkeys.
Really?
Yeah, we just recently lost a girl that was 56 years old.
Now,
she was kind of his surrogate mother.
When they're together, now they've got their little troop.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be happier.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed,
absolutely.
Yeah. And you see, these are the ones that used to see you on the organ grinders.
That's
because
exactly
they're
right.
So bright.
She's trying to move the phone.
Yeah,
she's trying to swipe up the phone.
Now she's
Judy's phone. Like, oh my
she's
god,
she's taking photos.
Do they mimic?
They do mimic.
Okay.
They do. They learn by observational learning.
Right.
And he's absolutely knows that if he touches the phone, he can change the pictures and move them along.
Well, he's looking at himself right now.
Yeah, looking at him. He wants to lick it too. If he licks it, moves it, it will see that. He's looking at her.
He's
all right, you guys. We're having a moment
really
here.
Really lost control of this. Darwin's taking over.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing
well,
in Darwin.
You know what,
and thank
Gabe,
you so much,
we'd
Gabe.
We'd love to
Joseph.
Keep you here for another hour, but we know you got
off
other
to a school
to
program.
Yes.
Right. And please come out to the logging conference and see the wildlife program and see all the other stuff there at the fairgrounds.
And thank you for what you do, both you and Joseph and the whole team. And
Judy.
I'd like
Maxwell.
To know more because when
we're
people are.
We're going to keep Judy, though.
When people are thinking about donating, when they have. You know, they come into something or they want to donate. I want to know more about how people can help keep your wild things sanctuary.
Appreciate that.
Alive.
You know what?
Much.
I wish you all could see this. And are you videoing this at all?
Well,
of the I did, and the I'm gonna video it.
Well, he's touching the button. She's touching the button. Okay, you guys on Radio Land.
You can't see this, but I'm gonna put it on Facebook and the monkey is Gabe, not Gabe. The monkey is licking it and moving it and is having a great time.
Yeah, with the phone.
With this, it's moving the photos. Anyway, okay. Yeah, I know it's not.
Right,
it's, and if you were here, if you're watching this on the YouTube, you'd see all that.
Now,
anyway,
is he sucking his thumb?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, look, honey, you're not the only one. Okay, Gabe, thank you so much, and Joseph, thank you.
All right, you guys are great.
Thank you very much for having us.
Don't forget to pull that thing off.
Yeah, off your ears.
Off your ears.
Judy, and thank you so much for all that you do. Judy Maxwell and New School of Omaha.
Yeah,
oh, good.
She's
going to
stay with us.
Thanks,
now,
guys.
Let's take
that
a
was
quick,
wonderful.
Let's take a quick break. Bostiani Arms brings us this segment, and John Bostiani started his business in about, the same time we opened up KCNR 12 years ago. When it comes to selecting our firearms, this is where we go to, is John Bostiani. Great selection of firearms, great selection of accessories, ammo, everything at fair prices. Veterans get discounts. John Bostiani is located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. He's open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll be right back.
With Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday the 11th of February, 2022, 7:56 in the morning, and I'm here with Judy Maxwell. And she brought in the greatest selection of animals, and you didn't hear the kookaburra, but you're gonna, if you go to my Facebook page or Free Fire Radio's Facebook page, you're gonna hear it. Judy, you just laid something on me that's supposed to happen by June. I don't know if a lot of people know about
what
this.
I don't think they don't. It's, California has a law that if you have five or more employees, full-time employees, you have to have some type of retirement program for those employees. They are going to send out notices and start, you know, penalizing, and the penalties are pretty steep too. So,
you can do that, right?
Yes, okay. We can do that. We can share with you all the different options of different retirement plans. Another thing is a lot of employers that have current retirement plans, there's been a lot of new repricing and all that, so they may be paying, you know, too much in fees right now. And so it's a good time to have it reviewed. That's all, you know, just have it reviewed.
That's right.
Yeah. What'd you give?
What constitutes full time? Like, is it how many hours a week?
30 or more.
Okay.
30 or more. So, and that's we have been a lot of phone calls, a lot of people going about that.
Yeah, we're like, okay.
Yeah.
On that.
You know. So.
Well, but there are people who. You know, that may
restaurants
right now, which is really
small
hard.
Businesses mm-hmm. that have five people
right.
in there working,
yeah.
Which doesn't seem like, I mean, that's like a micro business, and you're doing 30 hours a week.
Easy.
So you have to set up an official retirement plan.
You have to set up an official retirement plan, and then you also have to register with the CalSavers, and we go in and to the state website. We go in and do that for everybody to do it so that they're, you know, all in compliance.
Okay. So. And this is starting in June.
That's the deadline. That is not starting. That is the deadline.
That's right. So you have to have it done by June.
Yes, you have to have it done by June 30th.
What kind of cost to the employer will this be?
Depends on what type of retirement plan they do. There's a lot of different options out there, and that's what we kind of look at is kind of what their needs are, what type of plan they want to do, and so that's we try to fit
but
the right plan.
But it's going to be another cost to the employer.
Another cost to the employer, one way or the other, some type of plan. So it's
This is tough because
it is tough in California. It's tough
when we think about what we've had to go through for 2 years with COVID shutting down, trying to navigate, if you will. This is just one more layer.
One more layer. It is.
It's another rock in the balance of leaving California.
The only thing I can say that I think is great about it is that when an employee, it's really hard for them to save after they get their paycheck. And when it's pre-tax for them and they're saving, that creates a nest egg for them.
Well, that's true.
You know, and it's so much easier for them to get their paycheck, then they can spend it the way they want, but the money's already been taken out. And it takes a lot of discipline to save after you get that paycheck.
Well, then also, and we've run out of time here, so Judy, we're going to have you come back in again before we can spend a whole hour and not listen to kookaburras or have rattlesnakes crawl across the table.
Yeah. It has been. I love my job. I love what we do. And you know what? We changed our logo of Mutual of Omaha to the lion.
Yeah.
And it's so cool because that more symbolizes Mutual of Omaha because as the lion takes care of their kingdom, here, as agents and advisors, we're there to help you protect your kingdom and your family.
That's great.
It's a beautiful, beautiful story, beautiful logo, and I'm very proud to be a part of it.
Okay. And Judy's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and you can give her a call at 221-0441. Especially with this new retirement plan stuff coming. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Judy. You're welcome.
Coming up, Gorman Law.
Right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
We stay home if we're sick. We may even choose to wear a mask if we're sick, you know, so that we protect other people. We wash our hands, try to ventilate buildings better, but that we do a lot of the things that we did before. Go to school, go to work, see our family and friends, go on trips.
Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy. The Lone Star State's heartbeat bill is bearing fruit.
New figures released by the Texas Health and Human Services Commission found the number of abortions statewide fell from more than 5,400 in August of last year to 2,200 in September after Senate Bill 8 took effect.
Correspondent Jennifer King says it bans abortion once an unborn baby's heartbeat has been detected. That is usually at around 6 weeks of pregnancy. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow is up 126 points, while the Nasdaq is down 36 points, and the S&P a fraction of a point higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Harry's, we know that Valentine's Day is about following your heart and sometimes making a change. So if your old razor isn't giving you the shave you deserve, this is the year to break things off and switch to Harry's. Our starter set has everything you need for a better shaving relationship. And if you go to harrys.com right now and use code SRNGOLD at checkout, you can get it for just $3. This Valentine's Day, treat yourself, or any shavers in your life, to the gift of looking sharp. Our starter set has everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, a weighted handle, a 5-blade German razor cartridge, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. And that's not all. Harry's also donates 1% of sales to nonprofits that provide mental health care services to men in need. So if you or your special someone need to get out of a bad shaving relationship, just head over to harrys.com right now and use code SRNGOLD at checkout to get our trial set for just $3 and start fresh. That's everything you need to start fresh for just $3 when you use promo code SRNGOLD at harrys.com.
Soggy COVID-related unrest in New Zealand.
Sprinklers are usually used to gently water a lawn. Outside New Zealand's parliament, they're being employed to combat hundreds of protesters who refuse to leave. They're angry about a number of COVID-related issues, including compulsory vaccines for workers in some professions. The Parliament Speaker, Trevor Mallard, has ordered the sprinklers to be left on overnight. He said the activists would be more likely to go home if they were wet. The protesters protected themselves by wearing raincoats and dug channels to allow the water to drain away.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. Germany's Constitutional Court refusing to temporarily block a coronavirus vaccine mandate for healthcare workers due to take effect in the middle of next month. The country's top court says it had rejected a bid to impose an injunction against the measure until a legal challenge against its constitutionality has been formally reviewed. News and analysis at townhall.com. At the Winter Games, an American snowboarding legend ends his career. A U.S. skier is 0-3, and Team USA advances to the women's hockey's semifinals.
Sean White's illustrious career comes to an end with a fourth-place finish in the men's snowboard halfpipe. White won three golds in the discipline in 2006, 2010, and 2018. The 35-year-old announced his retirement last weekend. Elsewhere on Friday, Michaela Schifrin bounced back from early first-run disqualifications in both the slalom and giant slalom. She placed ninth in her first-ever Olympic Super G. Team USA's women's hockey squad is out of the semifinals after defeating the Czech Republic 4-1. And men's curling defeats Great Britain 9-7 to improve to 2-1 in round-robin play. I'm Denny Kapp.
Senator Joe Manchin again pointing to the devastating impact of inflation. He's urging his fellow Democrats not to add more fuel to an economy already on fire by spending trillions of dollars more. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, or as we like to call it, the menagerie here, the mini zoo of Reading. We have our own zoo here. And we did in our last hour. I hope you could have heard it, but I'm going to be putting all the photos on Facebook and the videos because, you know what, watching that little capuchin monkey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
On the cell phone?
On the cell phone.
That was a trip.
And licking your fingernails. Yeah, and nibbling
it was
on
kind
them.
Of nibbling on the red fingernails that I have. So, yeah. And I could kind of feel the teeth. But I was like, don't go any further than the fingernail, because I'm not really sure. Hey, currently 56 degrees. We're having a great time this morning. On this Friday, today, it looks like we are going to get up to about 88 degrees today, sunny with clear skies, and mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 60. Tomorrow calls for 86. Sunday calls for 79. Monday calls for chance of rain with 69. Oh, please, from my lips to God's ears, can we please have some rain on Monday? And Tuesday, sunny with a high of 66. Now, that's the forecast, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our locally owned and operated Anderson Company, 365-3793.
Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Did you enjoy that last hour?
I did.
You did. You were right in here taking photos.
Yeah.
Aren't they interesting?
Yeah, that's
these animals.
The kinkajou. That was cute.
The kinkajou, but the kookaburra. The kookaburra, is a bird from down under. And he would, Gabe would give like a trilling sound, yeah. And here comes kookaburra going for it. Good morning, everybody. We're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and Jill, his better half here. Now, the last time we saw Patrick was at the crab feed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Patrick found something at the crab feed he couldn't live without.
It's sitting right next to the bed. And
Tie Boss.
It was a creation by Tie Boss.
Who makes beautiful.
Yeah, artwork.
Yeah.
Guitars. And Ty, if you happen to be listening, kudos to you because that was really a trippy looking guitar.
I want to say, Ty had, there was a mutual acquaintance there, Larry, that I know from when I was doing the Sea Cadets. And Larry got in touch with me and gave me Ty's number because Ty offered to tune the guitar up. He said it needed a little tinkering. So, Ty, I will give you a call. Thank you so much for reaching out to me. I appreciate it.
That's great.
Well,
the One Safe Place Crab Feed was a huge success. And
because of people like Patrick and Jill.
Absolutely. But I do want to say that I think that, now we're seeing that a lot of the mask restrictions and so on and so forth are starting to lift. It feels like we're turning a corner. But there's a few places that have decided to still stay virtual. But I really believe, and I just cannot compliment enough, the people that are in charge of One Safe Place to make, to go ahead, and that is their biggest fundraiser of the year, to see that carried off to fruition. We do know we had to show our shots, or we had to show our card, and if you didn't have that, then they were going to give you a test at the door. So some people did have to wait quite a long time to get through the test, to get through the door. They were told in advance, this is what is going to occur. And yesterday I had a couple of people that I met with, and the reason I'm saying this is because if you are private, that's one thing. But when you accept grants and you have funds that are given to you in any way through grant or fundraising or state of California, you have to follow these rules. And I think it was wonderful that they were able to successfully carry that off. It was the best crab feed ever for us. We've been going, what, 10, 12 years? Meaning the feeling, the food, the company, the ambiance, and the morale. So thank you for being at the KCNR table. We really appreciate you, and it was just a beautiful, and we appreciate One Safe Place. We partner with them, and I just think that we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
I agree, yeah. And hopefully one day, you know, the rapid tests and the vaccine card will be all behind
gone. Us. You know what? And I think we're starting to see that. You're starting to see Democratic governors starting to lift all the mandates and all this. I'm sure the 2022 elections have nothing to do with
nothing
this.
At all.
Nothing at all nothing. To do with this and the fact that they're getting beat up so bad about it. Gavin Newsom is actually going to, you know, they're going to lift the mask requirements after the Super Bowl. So I can't wait to see the Super Bowl and see how many people are wearing masks.
Well, they're all high rollers, right? Nobody's going to the Super Bowl who works, $50,000 a year, 9 to 5. That just never happens. Those tickets, I don't know what they cost. I imagine they're a few thousand each.
Oh, at least that, yeah. And depending where you sit. Yeah. I mean, they're expensive as it is anyway. But, it's got to be into the thousands, yeah. I would imagine. But I have a feeling that Gavin Newsom and Garcetti will be up in the special elite area because they are the elites. You can recognize them because they won't have their mask on.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That is just purely political, and that's not why you came today. Of course, Patrick is a workers' compensation attorney. That's what you specialize in. The last time you were on, you were saying that you have just a variety of cases. What I want to do is take an early break so we don't have to break in 2 minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Guys, it's Valentine's Day, Monday. And girls, this may be the place to go to salvage or to start the year off in an outstanding manner. Four Winds Jewelry, they have a great selection of jewelry of all kinds, and some of it personally designed by Rebecca and Henry and built. State jewelry, Native American, like I said, just an outstanding selection of jewelry at very fair prices. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
By the hand, make her do a high handstand. Take your baby by the heel.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available.
More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Nothing gets me down. Yeah, I've had a Cody Monday climb on my head today.
I had a monkey bite my fingernails.
Yeah, you've had a monkey chew on your fingernails today. People are just tuning in. Going,
you haven't lived until you had a monkey like chew on your fingernails or watch him try to work a cell phone.
Well, and was doing a good job. And if his fingers weren't working, he would lick it and would do the same thing. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program funded by the California Department of Aging. This is a no-cost program, and it's the idea is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. And if you're 60 or older or a person with a disability, you can apply for this. They come to your house. They see what kind of safety measures can be installed, and it will be done for free. Give them a call to the PSA 2 Area Agency at 842-1687. That's 842-1687. We're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman. Patrick's attorney at law, and Jill is his paralegal partner and one that feeds the chickens at home and all those things. You were talking to us during the break because you have a client, and it's frightening what you just told us about drugs.
Yes, actually, I have a couple, and you know, with workers' compensation, people have things they do in their personal life, and if they have an injury, sometimes either pre-existing mental health disease or childhood trauma or drug abuse complicates their recovery. And that's why an attorney usually becomes involved. They have a hard time navigating it. They don't recover the way you or I would if we had a back injury. So I have a couple of clients, actually, who have had some injuries, and one in particular that I was working with recently where he – does hear voices and things like that. He has diagnosed schizophrenia. And so we were going through his case, and I've just kind of observed him. It's interesting. Usually when we think of somebody with schizophrenia, we think of somebody scary. And this young man is not scary at all. He's very sweet and passive. But he suffers. And we were talking about one safe place, and I think this all ties into a lot of societal problems. You know, he did start using methamphetamine a few years ago. And right around then is what coincided with schizophrenia being diagnosed. A local lawyer friend of mine, had mentioned something a couple weeks ago about there being a new formulation for the way they manufacture methamphetamine. So I thought, hey, I'm going to look at this. You know, it was around when I was a kid, and I know people who would use it recreationally, and none of them became schizophrenic unless they continued to abuse it for 20 years.
Is this like smoking crack? I mean, I don't even know when meth is used.
It's a different drug. It's speed. But it's a hyper-concentrated
form. So is it pill form?
No, it's powder form.
So it'll snort it or shoot it.
Snort it, shoot it, smoke.
Okay.
And this causes...
Well, we're talking about... Well,
yeah.
I broke in on you, but I was trying to see the method of how it's used.
So they always had, you know, the Faces of Meth website. They would show the 10-year process of somebody just being broken down because of abuse.
Right.
Well, they started making it a different way because of the government bans on ephedrine. Ephedrine is very difficult to get control over that large amount, both in
America. The cold medicine that they used to, if you watch Breaking Bad, and say, that was what it used to be.
Well, I'll talk about Breaking Bad in a second because it's super interesting how Hollywood seems to really know what's actually going on when we see movies about things. It's actually things that they have experts who are in the know, right? People who work for the DEA also write things for Hollywood, so or advise them. So around 2006, the DEA got a hold of a new type of methamphetamine that was seized at the border, and they studied it. And it was completely different chemically than the prior methamphetamine that would cause degradation of somebody over the course of 10, 20 years of abuse. And they found that the degradation of your brain, the destruction to your brain causing permanent psychosis, happens almost immediately because of the new way of making it. They had to make it a new way because they couldn't get their hands on ephedrine. And they found a way to make it. If anybody wants to look it up, it's called the P2P method.
Okay.
And they're making this stuff in just massive quantities at these mega labs. The mega labs in America are almost gone now. They don't exist. They all move back to Mexico, and they're making them down there in 250 tons. One they busted near in Mexico City, it was like 900 metric tons were able to be manufactured in this facility. And so it's causing, and they believe that there's a direct tie into this and the homelessness issues, and they don't really talk about it because they don't want to stigmatize that community, and I get that, but it also doesn't address the problem. And there's a lot of literature about this. A lot of DEA agents have come out and spoken about it, but I've seen it in my line of work in dealing with some injured workers who are just really suffering and trying to navigate the system because they can function to some extent. They're not so far gone that they can't hold a job. But once they have an injury, their underlying psychosis just complicates everything in their case. And I was unaware of this. I mean, there's nothing really out there about, hey, this new methamphetamine can cause almost immediate brain damage.
Well, according to the Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation, I looked up the P2P P2P meth, the newest product of the meth epidemic and how we got here. All right, so tell us a little bit how it was manufactured, or people would do it in the old, I mean, they cook in the old days. But it says here that methamphetamines have a long history of abuse that predates World War II, and soldiers on both sides allegedly abused the drug to help with fatigue. After the war, amphetamines were introduced and popularized across the United States when they were commonly prescribed to doctors to treat a variety of health conditions. In fact, amphetamines are still prescribed for ADD and ADHD and less frequently for narcolepsy and weight loss.
Well, let's just think about this, that back when I was going to college, diet pills were just rampant out there. And I was going, and it was during exam time. And I said, this is going to be a long, you know, long week. And the girl that lived next door to us, to my roommates and I said, well, here, she says, why don't you just take some diet pills? And she had this envelope. I'll always remember this. It's a huge envelope, and she opened it up, and it was filled with pills. Now, everybody just thought of them as diet pills, that you take them to keep you awake and all that stuff, but they were amphetamines. And, I mean, you could just buy them. Like,
we're giving them to six-year-olds.
Yeah, giving them to six-year-olds. Yeah, they still are. So, I mean, but now, We just found out from you is the new amphetamines can cause a psychosis after a couple uses.
And let's talk about, when we're talking about, we're, right now specifically, we're talking about P2P and the meth. So let's look at the chemical makeup. Since the crackdown in ephedrine, which is the red pill that used to be the cold medicine, happened, there's a riser to this new chemical makeup, replacing ephedrine meth, now produced with chemicals like... And here's the list off the HazeldenBettyFord.org site. Acetone, cyanide, lye, mercury. You want to talk about going out of your head? There's some. Sulfuric acid, hydrolic acid, nitrous serines, whatever it is, nitrosurins, and racing fuel. Hello?
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
But How does your body even work that stuff out?
Well, they were saying from a medical standpoint was because of those caustic chemicals, it penetrates the brain-blood barrier much quicker and causes immediate degradation that used to take years of abuse. So it also said that the experience itself, the high itself, is completely different than before. It used to make people want to talk and socialize and be productive. And
like speed.
And now it makes people want to sit in a tent and not do anything. It makes them afraid. It makes them fearful.
Well, now, what's that, you know, so you're trying to get a guy, you know, for workers' comp for an injury.
Yeah.
But this has got to have an impact on that.
It definitely impacts the recovery. And if somebody, you take somebody as they are, it's called the eggshell plaintiff doctrine. So if you take somebody who has a bad back and they further injure your back, then you have to treat that. If you take somebody who is extremely obese and they have a work injury to their knee and they need to lose weight to have the knee surgery, insurance company has to pay for the weight loss before the surgery can happen because they take everybody as they are. And that's why workers' compensation benefits are limited to a large extent. So if you have somebody who has this underlying psychosis and that's interfering with their recovery...
You've got to treat that.
Well, and if the injury is bad enough, maybe it makes the psychosis even worse, and you have to treat that.
Well, no, it says the detox process can last up to 6 months over this particular one, and it says, additionally, a person who uses P2P meth will likely experience a rapid decline of physical health, as you're here talking about that, including liver failure, even after short periods using the substance.
And I was reading last night, I mean, I'm not an expert by any means on this, but just reading sourced information that the psychosis may last 3 to even 5 years and maybe permanently beyond cessation of use. So.
Okay. Now,
scary.
Now, I'm just...
I have kids.
This is just Carl. Yeah, well, it does. I mean, it's very scary, but this is Carl, an employer. I've got a person that injures himself and is taking drugs. Now, it's not enough just to take care of that injury, which could be settled in a month or two. I mean, but now I've got to be on the hook for the rest of his psychotic life.
Well, this isn't new legal doctrine.
Well, no, I didn't just say it was, but I didn't understand it. So yeah. I'm on the hook for the rest in my insurance company is for the rest of his life because he took illegal drugs.
Potentially, yes. I mean, they're going to fight back, push back, but yes, that's the legal doctrine. The HL plaintiff doctrine doesn't even come out of workers' comp. It comes out of a civil case. And so if somebody's in a vehicle and they're hit by somebody else and they have underlying issues and it makes their injury 10 times worse, you're still liable.
Well, I understand that. That's car wreck. That's something at work falling on them. Are they falling at work? But they've taken drugs, which has exasperated the issue. And now I'm on the hook. I have to pay because my insurance company is not going to pay.
What if they were taking seizure medication and that made their back?
It's your different. Insurance
Why?
Company.
No, it's totally different to me because they're taking seizure medicine.
Okay.
Somebody goes out on the corner, buys amphetamines, takes them for a few days, becomes psychotic for the rest of his life. Excuse me, I don't mind paying for his injury, you know, before work.
Right.
I don't mind if he's, you know, the car wreck exasperated it. But when you go out and do something illegally, and I'm on the hook for that.
Well, so this is where public policy.
Yeah.
Public policy is code word for the government's going to pass the cost from the taxpayers to a private entity. That's what public policy means. So public policy, nobody will say that, but that's what public policy means. So public policy is who bears the cost of that person now, Carl? Is it going to be the state of California, or is it going to be the insurance company. And the state of California has said it's going to be the insurance company.
But the insurance company, didn't you say, wouldn't pay for that?
Well, they'll fight back, but they're going to, I mean, if they have a good lawyer.
Oh, okay.
If they have a good lawyer, then the insurance company is
going to pay for that. Yeah. I see what you're saying. But I'm looking at it, you know, because I pay premiums for insurance. I
right.
expect them then, hey, you got to step up, guys, you know, because I've paid them for years and we've never used it. So, and I can understand that, but if it comes back on me somehow, okay. But, Jill's saying, nope, that's not the
no,
way it
you're
works.
Insured.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Yeah, you are not insured. You are indemnified.
Okay,
yeah,
I got it.
Yeah,
no,
this, isn't coming out of your, this isn't going to yeah. be a lien against your house.
No, okay. But what I do appreciate today is that you're bringing this information. I would have never looked this up. P2P math, you may want to look this up on your own as you're studying, that it does say in this, and I can't wait to share this with you. You probably have read this because obviously you've studied up on it, is that this is the new meth, and it's saying right here in big words, this new type of meth is more dangerous and users have an increased likelihood of developing severe mental illness.
And this isn't, you know, a lot of us grew up with a resource officer in the classroom telling us that, you know, our life was over if we smoked pot once. So, you know, the DARE program did, and some, a lot of what they said was probably true. We just were kids and, you know, pop music, you know, told us, you know, don't listen. And the media made fun of the Just Say No campaign, all of those things. But I've seen this. This isn't just scare tactics. This is legitimate. This is real. I mean, I've seen it with more than one client, with several clients. And one of them is institutionalized. Another one is just really struggling because he has some support. But ultimately, these are the folks that we see in the middle of traffic yelling at everything that goes by them.
Okay.
These are those folks. And maybe they made the decision to use methamphetamine, but none of them either were aware or able to be aware that this was different and that these would be the outcomes of their use.
Okay. We're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman, attorney at law, and Jill, the paralegal, that in their partnership they have. Patrick is an expert when it comes to workers' comp, of course. He's worked for the insurance companies, and now he's working for the people here. With this portion of the show, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, let me tell you one of the programs that Shasta Regional Medical Center has, and it has to do with this. 5130s. Is that right? People are crazy. 5150s. Yeah, out there crazy on the street. They've got 22 beds at Shasta Regional Health Hospital set aside for people just like this. And they can keep them for 48 hours, then 72 hours, and even longer with the judge's notice to get these people back onto their medications and get them so that they can actually be more aware of the world around them. And this is Shasta Regional Medical Center. And those beds are always full. You know, they're not, you know, when the crazies come in, and I hate to use the word crazies, but they are. Crazies coming into the emergency room, they can put them all, you know, they can move them to this other area, and it's better for the patient, and it's better for everybody else. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. What a great bump song since we're talking about drug use. Thanks, Jared. And
I do wish that they would bring back the old, you know, rock music died after the 90s.
No, well, you know? You know what? It's amazing. I was watching something last night, and this black dude is, you know, he's playing his music, and he goes, and he said essentially that. It's amazing how white guys could rock in the 90s.
There's no other concert like it.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Works by appointments only. 244-9478 is just in there. You know what? You know, when Linda comes home from a hair extravaganza and she walks in, I immediately, and I'm sure most men do this, leap to attention and go, oh, my God, what a, wow.
Holy
it is so good. Smart. Oh, they must have trimmed some off the side.
Oh, you always get it wrong. Tim,
and,
you always
and,
get
and go, and go, and what do you think of the color? Oh, it's just exquisite. So I come home, and she goes, and I said, well, yeah, I saw Tim today, got a haircut. She goes, yeah, you didn't get a haircut. And I went, I got a haircut. She goes, oh, okay. Okay, yeah, you did. I said, what do you think about the color? And she goes, and she looks at me. She looks at the color of my hair. And then she looks at me again. And she goes, well, it's the same. So let's go to the phones. Nick.
Hey, good morning. Listen, I'm holding in my hand a book that's only about 6 months old, The Least of Us by Sam Quinones, and it tells you all about this new methamphetamine, the P2P, and fentanyl. Fentanyl is being manufactured in Mexico.
Yeah.
I watched this meth ruin the life of one of my friends. It was just heartbreaking. Somebody that worked their whole life and they're 65 years old and get spun on this stuff and lose everything they have, including all their friends. I'd like to ask the attorney a question.
Please.
Would you support the death penalty for people that are making this or pushing large quantities of it?
Are you asking based on legal doctrine, or are you asking based on morality?
morality?
I don't know how I feel about the death penalty. Honestly, I go back and forth. I mean, I think that certainly people who are abuse children and harm children, I would have no qualm with them, you know, not being among us. And then you get into the principles of, you know, what is the cost to incarcerate versus execute and things like that.
I'm interested in somebody that is deliberately ruining people's lives for monetary gain. In this book, it says that they were putting fentanyl in this meth to get them more addicted to it. And anyway, thanks for taking my call and have a great day.
You really know, good and I can see. Today. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Did we talk about it on the air, or was it during the break about the guy in San Francisco, the drug pusher?
It was off the air.
Off the air. Well, I just heard it on Armstrong and Getty yesterday. There's a guy who pushes drugs down in San Francisco, and people come up to him for Oxycontin. He says, you can't get it. The government has just really clobbered the Oxycontin. He says, so now I'm getting pure fentanyl. And so I tell him, well, I can't get you Oxycontin, but I'm going to get you fentanyl. And then he says, I give him a class. I give him a class. Here's a gram. That's enough to kill six people. And so this is the way you have to use it. And he explains to him how to use fentanyl. And then he shows him how to use Narcan to save their lives when they screw it up. And he says, I feel like I've saved so many lives. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, wow, here's this guy who is selling fentanyl. He knows it can kill people. He knows he uses it, but he's, you know, he's an experienced drug user. And I'm saving their lives by telling them how to use it and how to use the Narcan, which can, you know, bring them back to life. That's where we are.
Yeah.
That's where we are right now.
Yeah, and I'm sure in his own mind he says, well, they're going to buy it from somebody else, and that person won't tell them.
I think that was part of it, too.
And it's interesting, and I think that, you know, speaks to, you know, lack of community and things like that, right?
Yeah, well, that's San Francisco. And I think, you know, San Francisco used to be just a super wonderful place. It just used to be. And I just don't see that now. Okay, we're talking with Patrick Gorman, and we're talking about, you know, not just workers' comp, but what the drugs, drug use can do on, you know, exasperate so much in injury. And these people may have been using drugs for years, but able to do their jobs and then get injured, not because of the drug use, but because they were injured. But now somebody's on the hook to not just treat their injury, which may go away in a month, but the drug use.
Well, and, you know, Carl, it's also interesting because let's take the narcotics out of it and talk about alcohol.
Okay.
All right. There are a lot of people who are injured at work who are alcoholics, abuse alcohol. And that complicates their recovery. It is morally offensive to deal with their alcoholism and recovering them from their injury as it is their methamphetamine abuse.
Well, you know what? And people will say alcohol is a drug too. But here's the thing. And I guess, and this could be a very nebulous line. You can go out and buy alcohol in Safeway.
Sure.
Okay. And so it's legal. Yes, people do abuse it. But it's something legally that they are abusing. Now, should you try and help them on this? You know, I think that, you know, I know in the military we have many programs to help people with alcohol. We are just really, and you know this, you were in.
No, I drank quite a bit in,
well,
in the Army.
No, we,
for sure.
We drank. No, no, and it becomes a problem in some cases. But if you use drugs, you are out.
Oh, yeah, zero tolerance.
Out. No tolerance. PFCs got one chance if they pop positive on a marijuana use. They gave them one more chance, but if you were an NCO, an officer, that was it. Yeah. You were out by the end of that week. They didn't care. But alcohol, we have plenty of programs. We could, you know, have inpatients. You could have all types of these things. I mean, you know, if we found a Marine with an alcohol problem, we took care of that. So, yes, you know, because we wanted to bring them back and give them a chance. However, you can only go through that so many times before we realize, well, you're not going to be able to deploy. You're not going to be able to do your job. So are we on the hook for alcoholism? I could see helping them on that because it's a, you know, it's a legal thing that they've abused.
Yeah, and it's not so much that you're on the hook for alcoholism or on the hook for drug addiction.
How about obesity?
Yeah. I mean, that's another. That is something that I used to hear.
Another leading cause.
I used to hear that from employers all the time when I represented them. You have a 22-year-old who weighs 400 pounds and herniates a disc in their back, and they can't recover because they weigh 400 pounds. And the employer says, now that's mine. They said, not only is that yours, but now their knee's going to be yours too, probably. And their other knee is going to be yours. So, yes, you take them as are. What employers can do is, employers are cheap. You can have somebody take a physical before you hire them. You can have somebody take a drug test before you hire them. Employers don't want to spend the money, but then they don't want
to
pay.
Can you ask them to get a drug test before they're hired?
I believe so, yeah, absolutely.
Is there some new law
that was just passed where you can't drug test?
I'm going to talk to Diane because she just sat through a webinar the other day. Concerning these types of things.
HR.
It used to be, you know, if anybody gets hired on here, they go through a background check.
Yeah.
And they go through a drug test.
Which is a drug
test.
Yes.
Nobody's ever objected. Nobody's passed.
Okay, let's hear the caveat. You're the expert.
Okay. You can do it after you offer them the job. I think that's the background check.
Yeah.
You can do it after the job is offered.
Okay. You can't do it before.
Correct. You can't do it at a job interview.
Right. Okay.
But you can tell them, we will do a background check on you.
Sure.
You have to do that. Yeah. And then they would assume, you're going to look and see if I have any priors.
Yeah, and the background check is a grayer area, too, because in certain counties they have this check-the-box legislation where you cannot ask somebody about their prior conviction history.
I was just thinking. That's why I had my eyes closed.
Oh.
Okay? I was just thinking about this. Okay, you've got people calling in. We're with Patrick and Jill Gorman from Gorman Law. And we're going to talk more about this. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All your tobacco needs. The finest walk-in humidor north of Sacramento. Everything you can imagine. They're also big supporters of our community and our nonprofits here in town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
About the fella you've been dancing with all over the neighborhood. So why didn't you ask me, baby? Or didn't you think I could? Well, I know that the boogaloo is out of sight, but the singer makes a thing tonight. But if that was you and me, I'd have, baby, I would have shown you how to do it right. Do it right.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for my show, North State Now, on the first Thursday of every month. We'll cover what's going on in the North State, Axiom Theater, local theater, arts, food, film, and even the latest in astrology. That's North State Now on the first Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Hey friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. Today we're talking about the Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista. Coming in a 5x40 Vitola, the Fugly is priced just right for our value-conscious customers. Draped in a chocolatey brown San Andres leaf, presented in natural or Maduro, this stick is a throwback to a Cheroot vintage. The Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Just a small town girl. Living in a lonely world.
Yeah. Carl, hey. Carl's fave.
Thanks, Jared. Did I just miss the other one, though?
What?
Oh, wait, what?
Did I miss the other one?
Which one?
I'm like, okay. I mean, Carl's got his own moves. He's minus the sprinkler.
I could do that. I could do the sprinkler.
But you're
move.
Right along with that kind of, yeah.
I like that. You know what? I love you, man. Okay. Anyway, somebody called in during the
White Guy Grooves.
Wanted Patrick Gorman, attorney at law's phone number.
Yes, please. If anybody has any questions, call 530-262-2168. I will talk to you. I will answer the phone. If not, it'll be my wife or one of my daughter-in-laws who will answer the phone and schedule a phone call with you. It's not the same thing as calling that 800 number on any big firm's website where you go through a call center in a different country. I do answer my phone. I man my phones. I man my office, and I'm available.
Free consultation?
Free consultation. With workers' compensation cases, I do want to let everybody know, people are always worried about attorney's fees. Workers' compensation attorney's fees are extraordinarily low. First off, there's no out-of-pocket. You never get a bill. There's no upfront cost. The maximum you pay in attorney's fees in workers' compensation is 15% of your disability award or global settlement. So your medical treatment, you don't have to pay for that. There are no medical treatment liens you have to pay for. None of that. They're statutorily low because they're disability benefits, and they are much lower than a recovery if you were run over by, you know, the CEO of Tesla.
Yeah. Which I'm trying to find out where he lives so I can stand outside his house. And when he comes out in a self-driving car, just get hit on the side. You know, not a big injury, maybe just a fractured, you know, lower toe or something like that, and then see how much a Tesla I can own. Okay.
Anyway, moving along with positive information.
We've been talking about, we started out with drugs and how when you hire somebody, you also hire all of their ailments, and you used as an example a gent that weighed like 400 pounds and he was 22 years old, and when he injured himself, not only is the employer on the hook for the herniated disc, but then if his knees go out.
Well, it's more complicated, obviously, but if you have a back injury that causes numbness down your leg and you start limping, then you already have all of this weight on your knee. And the reason why is maybe you don't pay all of the permanent disability for the knee, but you're paying for all the medical treatment and you're paying for all the temporary disability.
Can you fire that person?
For having an injury? No.
No, not for having an injury, but I should say this. If they can't come back and do the job you hired them for, you're not on the hook for keeping them, are you?
So you definitely should talk to an HR. It's complicated. Yeah. You have to go through an interactive process. Right. You're supposed to. Most employers don't. But you are supposed to make a good faith attempt to find a modified. You have to wait until you have their permanent work restrictions from a doctor.
Okay.
And then you have to make a good faith attempt to actually see if you have a job for them.
Okay.
And that process is supposed to unfold over 60 days.
Yeah, I can understand that. If you've got a, you know, this guy was lifting boxes in the back, injured himself and all this, and then you say, well, you know what, you can do the paperwork for this, and that's a regular job, and you can move them into that.
Yeah.
But if you don't have things like that, then
you can't accommodate.
You can't accommodate.
Yeah, you can't accommodate. Okay. But right. it should be a good faith. And any employer doing that, you need, don't be cheap. You need to talk to an HR specialist. You need to talk to an attorney. When you try to save a buck on the front end, it's going to cost you 20 on the back end. So just do the right thing.
Call Patrick because he's been through this. He's been on the insurance side, and now he's on the private side. And, I mean, I don't know how many cases you've had on this, but I imagine it may be into the, what, thousands?
Thousands, yeah.
Okay. What else can you tell employers out there when it comes to protecting themselves?
Have insurance. Don't be cheap. Have insurance. It's not worth it. If you do not have insurance, the state of California will come in with the Uninsured Employers Benefit Trust Fund, and they will wring your books dry, and they will find out every dime you hid from the Franchise Tax Board, and they will fine you $36,000 per injury that was not indemnified. So carry insurance. It's not that expensive.
You're talking about workers' comp.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So many employers do not, and then they play games, and they try to say they don't know the person, and then they try to say, oh, no, don't worry, I'll pay for your doctor, and they do that for a couple months, and then they disappear, and they block the phone number. And those are people who hire attorneys. If you just do the right thing from the front end, it'll save you so much money, and maybe you get by with it. You cut a corner, and maybe you get by with it once or twice, but that's going to be nothing compared to the one time it does hit you.
We've had workers' comp 12 years. I don't think it's ever been used. But that's one of the things that can change your life overnight if you don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That and, of course, the unemployment you have to pay by law.
People cut corners. Yeah. They cut corners and they want to misclassify people, say that they're independent contractors when they clearly aren't. I mean, all of these things, employers, because it is expensive to be an employer in California. Totally, I understand. Nobody will disagree with that.
And then we just heard today, right before you came in, from Judy Maxwell, and we're going to have her back on, is that any business with five or more full-time employees have to have a retirement plan set up for those people.
Interesting. I did not know that.
It's got to be done, and it has to be done.
By June.
By June.
Wow. Yeah.
By June. So
implemented.
She's going to be on next month.
In.
Yeah, if you've got five full-time employees, you have to have an...
Anybody selling IRAs is looking forward to this spring.
Well, what I'm thinking is, is that how much more will the employer have to pay? You know, will they have to match any of this, or do they just take the money out of their... Here's my retirement plan is this. I'm going to take $25 out of every one of your paychecks, and it's going to go into this plan.
I think you have to offer it. You have to have a retirement plan available to
your
employees.
Well, that's
but it doesn't require you to match it or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then that's different, and but you have to have a plan. So you go through a company and say, okay, and I'm offering this to all my full time employees.
There's an entity. It's called a PEO. Okay, and in ADP, paychecks, all of these companies, they're called PEOs. And if you're a small employer, they pool everybody together like a large employer. It's very cost effective. It's penny wise and pound foolish to not have experts dealing with your HR stuff. You're not going to find the answers on Google. You need to have somebody who's trained. And if you don't want to pay somebody who's trained, then look into these PEOs or these organizations that do this for a living. Pool your resources with 20,000 other employers. Your benefit plans will be cheaper. It's a good product. Some people may not be aware. Yeah, PEOs.
Okay.
Or talk to the insurance brokers are available.
Sure.
And they can direct you to products. But there are cost-effective products out there. You need to look for them and not think that you can do everything on your own and look up the answers on Google, because that's going to burn you.
Okay. Patrick Gorman.
I like
attorney
the
at law.
I do like the fact, Carla, and I was going to pop in here because, I hear this from a lot of people in different professions that say that people go online, and what happens is that's great, but it muddies the water. It's like you go and you have a doctor, a professional tell you something, and then you go online and then you start to question the doctor's authority or a veterinarian. Here you are saying the same thing. You want to go online and you think that you're going to gather this information from different sources, that's great. But I'm telling you as a professional, this is what I do. And I just think people need to get really clear on the fact of what, that's why you hire the professionals that know what it is to go in the state of California to fight for your case with law, with the law of today.
Yeah. And there's lots of layers.
And that's why you want to call Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168. Former 101st Air Assault Infantryman, former law enforcement, and now he's in the law. So, and Patrick's not afraid of a fight.
No, sir.
No, sir.
I like him a little too much, I think.
So, gosh, we about run out of time here. What are y'all going to do this weekend?
Hopefully sleep in.
Super Bowl weekend. Are you guys Super Bowl fans? Do you watch it?
You know, I coached football for years. I was the poor thing. She was like a single
I bet you were a good coach.
For years. But lately, the last few years, you know, with anything that's in front of you on TV now, it's so just political, not political. Everything is based on marketing and programming, and I haven't really watched football much for the last 3 years.
$7 million for a 30-second spot in the Super Bowl.
So what is the Super Bowl about? Is it about football or is it about that $7 million ad spot?
Well, right. But how many people just, you know what, they really pull the stop out on these commercials, and a lot of people just watch the Super Bowl to watch the commercials.
Or so they can talk to their coworkers about it and they're in the know.
There you go. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, right here in town. His phone number is 262-2168. Thank you so much for being with us today. It's always delightful.
And Jill as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
The team.
Yes.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. And enjoy the Super Bowl if that's what you want. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? You can stand me up.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.